Hey, welcome to episode 19 of the Visit Julian podcast. Today we have another duo, super duo, coming to talk about their business, a very long time beloved business in Julian, Julian Tea and Cottage Arts. And we have Edie and Kathy. And here we are to talk about all the great stuff that these folks have going on. They're a real consistent business in Julian, and those people who've been coming here for years seem to come back over and over again, right?
Right.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming in. Talk to me.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are glad to be here.
Glad to have you, so much so. So Julian Tea and Cottage Arts is on 3rd Street. Right?
Correct.
I almost said C Street. I live here and I just know how to get places. I'm not sure where that. So 3rd Street is just one street up from Main Street. And lots of people come to Town Hall asking for where you're located. So I just send them up right up Washington, hang a right, and you can't miss it. It's on the left. If you're coming up B Street, hang a left. And so just a little ways down on the right side. Right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That was Google mapping in my head. So you guys do a lot of special events throughout the year. Consistently, there seems to be always something fun. You just would have had your Valentine's Day, right?
We just did 5 days of Valentine's teas.
So how did that go? Like, what does that look like?
Very busy. Yeah. Well, we request that people make reservations. Mm-hmm. It's a set menu. Mm-hmm. And we have a children's version, too. And so we have 3 sittings, and they come to that, and we give them their special menu, which they really like. Mm-hmm. We have people that have come years and years and years, and we change it a little each year, but basically we do some of the same things, mm-hmm. and it just works that way. And we have, as you say, a lot of repeat customers. Mm-hmm. We have some that have been, well, to the Valentine's tea for years and years and years. They were telling me too that they had, it was their 15th or their 17th.
That's so
time
great.
That they've been.
So that says a lot about the experience if people, you know, if it becomes a tradition. And it's nice to have those kind of traditions that you can bring. I imagine same with Mother's Day, for example, that people have been bringing their moms for years.
They have. We have 8 major teas that we do a year, mm-hmm. and Valentine's kicks our year off, and then in March we do St. Patrick's Day, and that's going to be the 17th to the 21st, mm-hmm. this year, and then in April, may I talk about my new one?
Yes,
my
please.
New idea. new ideas. We decided in April to do April in Paris, and we decided to change it up a little. We're only going to do it for 2 days to see how people like it.
Sure.
We already have some of our set customers, long time.
Yes, watch that one.
who have already made reservations. It's going to be on 2 days, the 9th and 10th of April, just Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. And instead of the 3 seatings, we are going to do 2 each day. So they have a longer period of time. And the ladies are busy figuring out what desserts they can make, all these things. They're going to start, Karen's get her French onion soup going. Jenny's going to make macaroons. And everybody's got something that they're thinking about that they want to make for that one.
That's super neat.
Then we move into May. And for Mother's Day, which this year is going to run the 6th through the 9th, the 5th to the 9th, mm-hmm. Thursday through Monday. And that one will be pretty traditional, what we have done for Mother's Day. And yes, we have mothers and daughters. See, we are now at the point where they were mothers and daughters, families come. But now we have the daughters who have families, mm-hmm. and are bringing their families, mm-hmm. or their families are bringing them for Mother's Day.
That's so great.
And then we go into June and we do Father's Day.
A very manly, I see it.
It's a manly tea. But that's because we do a meatloaf sandwich, a mm-hmm. potato soup, and that was a later addition, but people seem to like it. So after that, we have a nice summer break, and we start off again in the apple times, mm-hmm. and we do apple teas in September, our harvest tea in October, then our anniversary is in November, so we do our anniversary, which is all of the old time favorites, whatever they've liked, and then for a good part of 3 weeks in December we do the Victorian teas. And that's where we really get people coming back. Mm-hmm. We have one couple that has out of our 27 years of doing them has been there 25 of them.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. When you were talking, you sparked a question in me. What is the difference between the apple thyme teas and the harvest tea? Because they're sort of around the same time, right? So what do you experience differently?
Well, in the apple thyme tea, things are apple themed.
Okay.
We have a Hungarian apple soup. Whereas in the harvest tea, we do a corn chowder soup in addition to our pumpkin. We always have pumpkin because we have people that won't eat anything else. Yeah. And in the apple sandwiches, we have things that have apples in it. And then the other sandwiches, we do more maybe the pumpkin type things are going to be more with the harvest.
Got it. Okay.
So it's sort of zucchini and pumpkin and other harvest things. But a apple themed is pretty apple-y.
That makes sense. Totally. And then the Victorian Christmas teas, as you said, is something that people come back over and over again. Can you talk a little bit about what that menu looks like or that experience is?
Right, that menu, we start out our first course is around six finger sandwiches and savories. Mm-hmm. We vary them, but we have, we get like a Christmas tree shaped that we'll do for our cucumber sandwich, you know. Mm-hmm. Or we'll have a wreath or a snowman type, you know, looking sandwich. And in our middle course, we always have Kathy makes tree shaped scones. You have talked to her about her scones in a bit. And a nut bread and a muffin. And then we have a five-piece dessert, which they really like. Various cookies or cheesecakes or ice creams or any, they vary. Every year it's different.
So what I love about this interview is when people hear afternoon tea, I don't know if they really got that whole picture of all that amazing stuff that's going to come their way while they're there. So this is great for those who are wondering what a
Well, these tea. Specialties are expanded. Mm-hmm. Traditional afternoon tea is a three-course meal that involves five sandwiches, the scone, and the dessert. Now, we have our cottage classic, to which we have added to the afternoon tea a cup of soup to start with. Mm. And that is by far our largest selling meal, so to speak. People like that. But we do have people that come and they don't really want to do that whole thing because it turns out to be quite a bit of food. Mm-hmm. So we have some that want to do like the half sandwich and a full sandwich. So we do have some things that like our Drew Bailey, who's named after one of the people of the house, and our Lucy Bell, which are simpler, more lunch type meals.
Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that you offer basically Thursday through Monday.
Every day. All the times. In between all these.
All the special events.
The special events have set menus. Mm-hmm. That's what people need to know.
All right.
But we take into consideration gluten-free.
Sure.
We take in vegetarian. Mm-hmm. We try to cope with vegan and lactose-free. That's not as easy for us because there's a lot of cheese and meat. But we work on that. And people, we ask everybody for their allergies. So if they can't eat cucumbers, we skip that. Mm-hmm. Or they can't have dill, we skip that for them. But we try very hard to cater to their
dietary needs.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So in addition, just to clarify with everybody listening, in addition to all these special events, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, they can get an afternoon tea, that reservations are necessary, and they can enjoy you all year long and then enjoy you even more for the special events that you have.
Since COVID, we have requested a need to know what people are going to eat ahead of time, just because that cuts some of the timing, keeps it flowing a lot easier, and for their sake too.
Sure.
So that's why we ask them. And they can check on our website, our whole menu is on there.
Yeah, that's great. And then Kathy, your expertise or your knowledge base is in the teas that you have available. You can talk about the teas and then obviously too, talk a little bit about the shop.
Yeah, so we have a huge assortment of teas for sale, over 500 different types of teas, I don't know, 12 plus different tea companies that we carry teas from. And for our food service, I vary our tea menu that we offer for our food service to kind of to follow the season. So, you know, Valentine's, we had very Valentine's-y type teas with chocolates and rose and caramels and lots of sweets. And, you know, I vary that through the year. So people, when they come, they'll have different tea options to choose from when they dine with us. And then for shopping, we sell a huge assortment of packaged teas. We have a wall of tea hanging that I liken to going when I was a kid to the candy store, and you look at the wall of all the candy sticks sitting there with all the millions of flavors. Well, we have that, but it's a tea wall. And so there's something for everybody, whether they want black teas or herbals, if they want no caffeine or with caffeine. So people have a lot of fun and spend a lot of time browsing our tea selections. And so people really enjoy those loose leaf teas that we have on that wall.
Tell them the favorites.
Yes. So we've got a few favorites that people just marvel at that are a little different. There's one called the Scottish Caramel Pu'er, and a Pu'er is a very aged fermented black tea. It's very deep, earthy flavor, but the mixture with that caramel, people just go nuts over. When they have it in the food service, they pretty much always go home with it.
So what's it called?
Scottish Caramel Pu'er.
All right. So just if they can remember Pu'er, you'll help them find the right
one. We will help them. Another one that has become insanely popular in the last year and a half is Victorian London Fong from Harney & Sons Tea. And it's an Earl Grey, but it has lavender and vanilla in it. And it is just absolutely divine. And so some of these flavored, different kind of flavored black teas have really become popular. The other bestseller would be the Paris, also from Harney & Sons.
They can probably get that in April.
Right? Yes, that will be on the April in Paris menu for sure. And it's like a black currant with some bergamot, vanilla, and caramel. It's got a lot going on. When you drink it, you wouldn't necessarily pick out all those flavors, but it's just sweet and fruity and just divine. So people really love that one as well.
You forgot to tell them the number one tea, mother's tea.
Excuse me, yes. And those are for flavored teas. Now, the best tea in the world, according to my mother and many customers that come in, is Yorkshire Gold, and that's from Taylors of Harrogate, and it is just a straight black tea, a blend of different types of tea that is consistent year after year, the way that it is, this fine taste, I can't remember what they're called, the guy's called, who has this special palate that can sit there and blend it with all the different teas to keep it tasting the same year after year, and it is by far our most popular unflavored black tea. You can brew it as strong as you like, as light as you like, it never gets bitter, and it's
wonderful.
So you sell packaged teas and loose teas, or do the loose teas come in packaged? I guess the difference is they don't come in those little pouches that you put in your cup, right?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So when you buy teas, whether it's in a retail packaging, it could be tea bags inside that packaging, or it could just be loose leaf teas in the package. You would then need a strainer or an infuser or something to then brew it in your pot or mug. Then we also have what we call our loose leaf teas that we sell that are, we buy in large bulk, then we package it down into smaller size bags, put our own label on it, giving credit, of course, to whatever company it came from on the back, so they'll know whose tea it was, and try to give a description of it. And that's the wall that I'm talking about.
Okay, good.
See it. It's just this wall, and you can see what they look like. And some are beautiful, like, like potpourri, you know, with chunks of fruit and spices and star anise and all kinds of, you know, they're just even beautiful to look at and smell, let alone to brew and drink.
Well, I'm glad you clarified for that for me. And that's just my ignorance, because I was sort of picturing like at the candy basket where they come in with a scooper and they scoop out the loose tea and you put it on a scale. It's not like that. The loose tea is in fact.
Yeah, we've done that already. That we would need a bigger shop to be able to handle that. So I prepackage them in set amounts, weigh them out so that I can, you know, price them accordingly.
Sure.
But we do have some folks that have certain teas they absolutely love that will special order larger quantities, so then it'll be more affordable for them. So that's always a possibility.
That's
if you
fantastic.
Find your favorite, if you want a whole pound of it, you know, you can get a real good deal.
Cool. Or if someone wants to gift it out to someone they love, they can get the larger quantities and then share it with all the people they love.
Absolutely.
So I want to tell you, it's a family project. because Kathy bags these, and sometimes we'll sell 40 and 50 a day of on the weekend of these. Mm. But she's got her father roped in to doing all of the stapling and labeling and hole punching and getting it ready so she can get it on the wall.
The Seeger assembly line, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Absolutely.
And then what about the shop? Do you sell teacups, teapots, things like that?
Jenny Jones, our manager, wanted us to be sure we mentioned that, like for locals, to know that we have a complete card shop, mm-hmm. and that upstairs we have a children's room and a baby's gift, so they need last minute things in those categories. We have that. And a lot of people really like our expanded houseware section upstairs. Mm-hmm. We have more gadgets and more little things.
Oh, that's awesome.
We try to get, and the people are, oh, I'm baking and I need a candy thermometer, or oh, I'm baking and I need a pan, a muffin pan. We have a lot of the, you know, things like that that they like. And another area that we have lots of and people like for themselves and for guests is a huge line of aprons. And not only for adults, we have children's aprons, and we have the mommy and me aprons. A lot of grandmas at Christmas buy the family a mommy and me set. And so we have all upstairs, we have that. But we downstairs, we have a wide selection of cups and saucers and pots, solid colors, prints, mm-hmm. florals. We can no longer get English bone china like we used to. The suppliers that we had have stopped, mm-hmm. all of the ones that we have. So we do have a wall of old, what we call vintage teacups, mm-hmm. that people have either given to me or we have found some mm-hmm. place. And so people like sitting there and having tea and looking that wall of teacups, and a lot of times they'll take a teacup home. Mm. Or grandma or mama's got some daughter and they like that mm-hmm. one, so they get a little present on the way out. But we do have that. We sell them individually. We don't make people buy a whole set. If you want just a pot, you can have just a pot.
Oh, that's
sweet. You want
sweet.
One cup, two cups, mugs, we have lots of mugs, mm-hmm. travel mugs.
That's great.
A lot of that area. Oh, we have a little fashion area upstairs that we started with some hats and some gloves, because ladies, some of them like to wear their fascinators when they have tea. So,
sure.
And also, when she keeps in the warmer weather, people come up and they're cold. They'll buy a hat or gloves and mm-hmm. stuff, or they just like them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do. So we have that. What other section? We have books. We have not
Holy
only
moly.
Tea books, but cookbooks. Mm-hmm. And so those are our main categories, right, Kat?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a lot. And I think it's probably a good idea to get that word out about all that stuff for locals, gifts, and then, like you said, like a candy thermometer. And
We have somebody run in at Thanksgiving time. Mm-hmm. My turkey baster bulb after 20 years is disintegrated and runs upstairs, and we have turkey baster. Yeah. Cherry pitter. I'm trying to make a cherry pie.
Oh,
and so
my gosh.
Little gadgets like that, even for locals, so they're so excited that we have that.
That's amazing. Yeah. So it seems like there's a reason why you guys are so well loved and been in business for so long. I mean, one of the things I've noticed about the businesses in Julian, although we remain the same, because that's what draws people to us, as our history, and you know, you come here and not a lot changes, but it seems like you guys and others here really kind of evolve and learn and grow and offer, you know, you hear your customers, like you were talking about, ordering larger quantities, or you know, just paying attention to what your customer base likes and then going with it and growing that way. I just think that's really great.
Yeah.
I've discovered several new types of either tea companies or teas over the years when customers come in and ask, oh, do you carry this one? Mm-hmm. No, I haven't heard of that. Mm-hmm. I'll look it up, you know, whether it's an herbal that's supposed to be good for a certain mm-hmm. benefit, mm-hmm. and I'll mm-hmm. find it and source it. And so that helps me grow our selection as well.
Yeah, I imagine, it's just a question that came in my head. Do you wait until 6 people bring it up? Like, okay, enough people have mentioned this tea, or can you be drawn in by one person's passion for that tea?
Oh, just the one, because it'll spark my interest to mm-hmm. then look into it. And sometimes it's a hit, and sometimes it's a flop,
right.
You know, and that's fine. So then it'll end up selling, and then just won't reorder it. But other mm-hmm. times it was like, wonderful. It's a new,
sometimes
new
she can buy just a 1 pound bag.
Sure.
Which would give four or five individual bags. So then she can find out how that's going to go.
Yeah.
But I think that when one of the things that the people need to know too about the tea shop is that, yes, we have that huge gift store, but we need the gift store because having tea and afternoon tea is very difficult to have just the business do with that.
Sure.
And the people really like the idea of making it an event.
Sure.
That they can come and eat and then they can shop or and look around. So yeah. It's for us, we needed both, and it works well with having both.
Yeah, because you create an absolute experience. That's amazing. Now, you did say one thing that we haven't covered, Kathy. You're supposed to brag about your scones.
Oh.
I didn't want to push the stop button until we bragged about the scones.
Oh, yes, the scones. Well, we have a buttermilk scone recipe that Mom's been using for I don't know how many
years. It was started by Johnny Hildreth. I don't know if you remember the Hildreth family, Dr. Hildreth.
I know isn't there a Hildreth house?
Yes, Hildreth's okay. House. And so Johnny started out with me, and she found this scone recipe, and she did that scone recipe. Then Joe Larson came in, and for 17 years, she made the scones. And before she retired and left us, she taught Kathy how to make the scones. And it's not as easy as it looks. You have to get, like in bread making, get a feel for it.
Sure.
So she has the touch.
I have the touch. I'm still looking for teaching the employees because they do show interest in wanting to learn how to make it. So they've asked me to give a little lesson. So I will be doing that. But so far, I'm the master scone maker.
Yeah, you're the scone lady.
That's the one thing that she does in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's it.
I understand that.
We have our wonderful ladies do a lot of the other things, but the scones are her area.
Because I can't resist it, I'm one of those people who has to interject my own thing into every interview that I do. I just have to say, you mentioned Jenny, your manager. She is just such an amazing human being. And I'm so glad that you guys have her there in the atmosphere that you do. Because I can't imagine her being anything then other than like just so amazing in that position.
We have wonderful ladies. We have Jan Byrne. Jan Byrne does a fantastic job. She does our cookies, our almond shortbread, and has done those. Barbara Mitchell did them before her, but now it's her job.
Passed on.
Right. And Karen Gaither makes the soups for us. She likes that. She works and cooks in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And then our newest addition in adults has been Cindy Arnson, who has joined us. And she is learning to make some of the other cookies, and she seems to be enjoying doing things.
Oh,
we are also
great.
Fortunate to have two high school girls, Jessica Bakken and Jillian Mercer, who come in on the weekends and are able to help. So we have a wonderful group and a wonderful staff.
That's great. And I think you would have to be as successful as you guys are, that it's really important that the people that work for you provide the experience that you are so well known for, being consistent. Yeah. All right, so wrapping it up, is there anything else you guys want to talk about? Oh, my goodness, yes, because it's new. And again, and I was actually leading to that when we were talking about evolving, and that is you guys have worked hard and put in a new patio for outdoor service.
We had thought about it for years, but of course, I think COVID is the thing that pushes you to start doing things, and we were very fortunate that Chris Warrens and his son Miles were interested, and Chris designed it and organized it, and he and Miles built all the walls, stone walls, and it's on three different levels. And then we did have somebody that came in and laid the ones on the ground, but they've done a fantastic job. We've got an area where they've put a fountain that we have.
Is there tea in the fountain?
No, tea in the fountain. No champagne.
No, right?
And we've been planting it out there, and we've got furniture, and people are enjoying it. And we're looking forward to this spring having, you know, nice enough outdoors weather. But people have been sitting outside on nice days now. Mm-hmm. They go out too.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's one thing that COVID, like you said, kind of kicked in the pants. And now you're going to have, you know, when all this is over, or at least less aggressive, you'll still have a long-term thing that you can use and your customers can enjoy.
Well, it's permanent, obviously.
Right. No, but I just mean that it was something you did out of necessity for the time, but I think it's going to reap you benefits for years and years to come.
Well, we
sure.
have, I mean, down the line, we were looking at the possibilities. It's large enough for, like, people to have small weddings out there or other things like bridal showers and things. We've had, like, this past weekend, we had a Girl Scout troop, and we've had a family group that had, like, 15. They wanted to be out there, and that's where we can handle larger groups and things like that, because inside in the tea room we're very limited.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's great. All right, well, ladies, I really want to thank you. I think I was just going to say we topped the longest interview, but we haven't. We could babble on for three more minutes, and we could
no,
beat Avery. But
well, we are very pleased that you asked us to come and talk to you.
I'm very pleased that you accepted the invitation. Thanks so much, ladies. It was really enjoyable.
Thank you.
Thank you.